Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant push to bridge the credit gap for micro, small and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, the Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, is urging banks and non-banking financial companies, or NBFCs, to leverage India's digital public infrastructure, or DPI, to extend credit to these vital enterprises. On 22 June 2026, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra emphasized the importance of MSMEs as the country's entrepreneurship nursery and a critical enabler of the Viksit Bharat 2047 vision. He called for a decisive shift from collateral-based lending to flow-based, data-driven credit underwriting, highlighting that the technology to lend smartly already exists, but its full-scale adoption by lenders is missing. The governor's central argument was that MSMEs are the spine of India's growth and employment story, and the technology to support this growth is already available. The thrust of his message rested on three key ideas. First, MSMEs are the entrepreneurship nursery that incubate first-generation entrepreneurs, absorb labor, and feed larger value chains. Second, the credit gap is a solvable, structural problem, not an inevitable feature of small enterprise lending. And third, DPI rails make small-ticket lending viable by replacing physical collateral with verifiable digital data trails. In short, the governor positioned digital public infrastructure as the bridge between an underserved borrower base and the formal financial system. But why does this matter? It matters because MSMEs are classified under the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development, or MSMED, Act, 2006, using a composite criterion, investment in plant and machinery, or equipment, and annual turnover. The Union Budget 2025-26 raised these thresholds substantially, with the revision notified through SO 1364-E. Dated 21 March 2025 and effective from 1 April 2025. Investment limits were raised 2.5 times and turnover limits roughly doubled. An enterprise is reclassified upward if it crosses the limit on either investment or turnover, but is downgraded only if it falls below the limit on both. The higher ceilings allow micro units to grow into small enterprises and small into medium, without prematurely losing the policy benefits attached to their tier. But what exactly is the credit gap problem? Despite the sector's economic weight, formal credit reaches only a fraction of MSMEs. Lenders have historically been reluctant to extend small-ticket loans because of information asymmetry, with many micro units lacking audited financials or formal accounting records. High origination cost, where the cost of appraising a small loan is nearly the same as appraising a large loan, making small loans unprofitable under traditional models, collateral dependence, where borrowers without immovable property or pledgeable assets are screened out, even when their cash flows are healthy. And informality, with a large share of micro enterprises remaining outside the GST and formal documentation net. The result is that a vast number of viable, cash-generating small businesses are starved of working capital and forced toward costly informal lenders. However, India's digital public infrastructure, or DPI, is a set of interoperable, consent-driven public digital platforms that allow a borrower's verified data to substitute for physical collateral. The key rails include the Unified Lending Interface, or ULI, Account Aggregator, or a Trade Receivables Discounting System, or TREDS, GST Data Trails, and Aadhaar Authentication. The ULI deserves particular emphasis as it was launched by the RBI in 2024 and acts as a single, standardized conduit that allows lenders to access authenticated borrower data, land records, GST data, financial statements, and more, from disparate sources through a plug-and-play architecture. By eliminating fragmented, manual data collection, ULI compresses loan turnaround time and brings down origination cost, the two biggest barriers to small-ticket lending. Now, let us turn to the concept of flow-based versus collateral-based lending. The Garner's appeal marks a deliberate pivot in lending philosophy. Flow-based lending assesses repayment capacity from the actual cash a business generates, not from what it owns. This widens the eligible borrower pool and creates a powerful incentive for formalization, an enterprise that registers under GST and routes transactions digitally builds the very data trail that earns it cheaper, faster credit. The economic case for fixing the credit gap is anchored in the sector's macro footprint. Outstanding bank credit to the MSME sector stood at 36.79 trillion rupees as on 31st December 2025, having grown at roughly a 15% compound annual growth rate, or CAGR, over 5 years. While this growth is healthy, the Gunner's point is that the sector's contribution to output and exports still outpaces its access to formal finance, leaving headroom that DPI can unlock. MSMEs account for 30.1% of India's GDP, 45.73% of exports, and 35.4% of manufacturing output. Now, let us analyze the way forward. The Garner's intervention reframes MSME credit as a problem of information, not risk. When lenders can see a borrower's verified cash flows, the perceived riskiness of small loans falls sharply, and DPI is precisely the apparatus that makes those flows visible. The way forward rests on several pillars: scaling ULI adoption so that flow-based underwriting becomes the default for new-to-credit and micro-borrowers, deepening GST formalization to expand the pool of enterprises with credible digital data trails, strengthening TReDS participation by mandating larger buyers and government bodies to onboard, freeing MSME working capital trapped in receivables, embedding consumer protection around the account aggregator consent framework, and building lender capability in cash flow analytics. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The outstanding MSME bank credit stands at 36.79 trillion rupees as on 31st December 2025, with a roughly 15% 5-year CAGR. The MSME share of GDP is 30.1%, the MSME share of exports is 45.73%, and the MSME share of manufacturing output is 35.4%. The RBI Governor, Sanjay Malhotra, made these remarks on 22nd June 2026. The DPI tools for MSME credit include Account Aggregator, Unified Lending Interface, Trade Receivables Discounting System, GST Data Trails, and Aadhaar Authentication. The ULI was launched by the RBI in 2024 for seamless, data-driven credit delivery. The revised MSME definition, effective 1st April 2025, classifies micro-enterprises as those with an investment up to 2.5 crore rupees and a turnover up to 10 crore rupees, small enterprises as those with an investment up to 25 crore rupees and a turnover up to 100 crore rupees, and medium enterprises as those with an investment up to 125 crore rupees and a turnover up to 500 crore rupees. The lending shift is from collateral-based to flow-based or cash flow-based lending to drive formalization. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, covering the economy, financial inclusion, banking sector reforms, the role of NBFCs, and the priority sector lending logic behind MSME credit. Digital public infrastructure, account aggregator, unified lending interface, TReDS, and GST are all exam-relevant building blocks of the India stack. Understanding consent architecture and interoperability is crucial. MSME policy, the revised April 2025 classification, composite investment cum turnover criterion, and reclassification rules are high-yield prelims facts. In conclusion, the RBI's push for digital public infrastructure to close the MSME credit gap has significant implications for India's economic growth and employment story. By leveraging DPI, India can unlock the potential of its MSME sector, driving formalization and widening credit access to this critical segment of the economy.